Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around if you put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we're joined with a standout wide receiver, Christian Wilkerson. Fabulous career, Christian. Welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Oh, it's great, man. Just ready to start the process to get to the next step.
Definitely. You were just down in Texas at the College Gridiron Showcase. Kind of bring the audience up to speed how that experience was and what team showed some interest and spoke to you afterwards and throughout the week.
It was a great experience, actually. We were treated like pros since we got there. We had meetings. It seemed like an OTA event. I talked to about 9 teams, really showed interest. Detroit, Dallas, Jaguars, Washington, to say the least. Just a great experience.
Now you had a fan – Southeast Missouri this season, you put a hell of a season together, Christian. I mean, 7 games above 100 yards. You had the big gun, 254 against Eastern Kentucky. I mean, how happy were you to go out on such a high note and have such a productive, outstanding senior season?
Well, it was just a testament that hard work really pays off. You might not know when it's going to pay off, but it will pay off eventually. So I just was very happy to even be in the place to win a championship and go out with such a great season. But winning was the most important thing of it all, actually.
Excellent. Now, I'm curious, man. I mean, obviously anyone that's seen you play at the collegiate level knows that you got some pretty good skills. I mean, did you play Pop Warner and Pee Wee? And if you did, were you that kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every weekend?
Actually, I played O-line and D-line when I was in SYS, what we call it, in Memphis. I was just bigger than everyone. We had a weight limit, so you can only play a certain position by your weight. And I've always been bigger than most kids growing up until about the 9th or 10th grade, where I just stopped growing from 8th grade. I was 6'1 all the way to now.
Wow, you definitely were a big kid. So obviously when you get the opportunity, I guess, to kind of, you know, play with the big boys because you were a big man, I mean, what positions did you play and how did you kind of find yourself playing wide receiver more than any other position?
Well, when I got to middle school, I played linebacker and tight end because we ran a wing T. So it was just only tight ends out there. But when I got to middle school, he realized how good of a receiver that I was. So he flexed me out more, and I just became a wide receiver from that point on. And the high school was down the street from my middle school, and the high school football coach came down there like, we want that guy to come play wide receiver for us in high school. And I played varsity 9th grade year on up.
The rest is history, and now you're a few months away from trying to get yourself into the National Football League. Once again, the Southeast Missouri standout receiver, Christian Wilkerson, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft and college football. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available at iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to listen and know this man a little bit more than just what his number says on the back of his jersey. We ask all the guys to come on the program, Christian. I mean, if we threw you in there in the film room with these NFL scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about you that pops off the tape?
They'll love my hands, how I catch the ball, winning 50-50 balls. I believe my routes are great, even though I didn't run many routes because we just threw the ball up and made plays really relying on athletic ability from my college career. But I love running routes, and I love snapping guys off at the top of routes.
I mean, if you're in that huddle, what's the favorite? You know, what's your favorite call? I guess. I mean, in that Southeast Missouri offense. I mean, what's your favorite route to run or favorite call to hear in the huddle?
Oh, I love running dig right, or we call it maverick, things like that. You know, just got a dig concept or a flood concept, dagger concept, breaking in or breaking out, or running the seam route. You know, catching the ball early and trying to make plays after having the ball.
Excellent. I asked this just to benefit you, and you've already been down to the CGS. So, I mean, and obviously you're on that NFL radar, so it's not like there's nothing these scouts don't know or aren't going to find out about you. But, I mean, absent of tape, I mean, are you a weight room warrior, film junkie? I mean, what are some of the top qualities, maybe team captain, that, you know, we won't see on tape, but just a big bonus for you as a prospect going through this process?
Watching films, I love to watch other guys in the NFL to see how they play against the corners, how they attack catch man or cover three or press bell, or, you know, I just love watching receivers, how they think at the line, what movements they make, what steps they take, you know, break everything down. I just really consider myself a film junkie, just going in every day watching film, studying the game.
Nice. Now, you probably get this a lot, but I'd be remiss to ask. I mean, Monday night, the game's on, family, friends, they text you, say, hey, Christian, you know, we're watching this game. This guy reminds us of you. Do you get anybody like that?
Some guys say DeAndre Hopkins or Sammy Watkins. But I guess it's just because I have dreads.
Hey, man, you know, and hair goes a long way in terms of how people think you look. I know sometimes when I hear my hair long, I get all different kinds of things as the hair changes, the personality of who I think I am changed. But nonetheless, those are great comparisons. And like I said, the skill sets here. And I love, I mean, you're a well-built receiver. I mean, you're not a guy that's going to get pushed around off the line of scrimmage. I mean, you're definitely going to be kind of hold your own. I'm just curious. I mean, when you were down at the CGS, did these scouts mention that 254-yard game at all?
No, they really didn't. They didn't. I don't think they knew about it. One scout did. He actually pulled up all my stats. He was like, man, it's a typo. You have 3 catches, 129. Then I think he went down to, like, one of the last games and he saw the 254. And I was like, yeah, man, I did that. But that wasn't even my best game of my college career, so.
And that's pretty impressive when you can say that. I mean, that game particularly, I mean, with the 254, I mean, what's it like playing in that game? I mean, are they not covering you? I mean, kind of take us through it. I mean, what's it like having that amount of yards on that, you know, on what, I think 8 or 10? I think 10 catches.
Yeah. Well, they jumped out on us early. It was like 7-0. So we came back. First play, they jump outside. And then the quarterback just throws it up. It was 2 guys on me. I just outran them to the ball, actually. And it was like a 70-yard play. And then they scored the next drive. No, actually, they didn't score. We stopped them. And we just went out there and threw a post route. And I guess I burnt them again, got open. We went up 14-7. Then from there on out, they went up 17 points on us after that. We didn't score until after halftime.
Oh.
And so I had 8 catches after half with all the yards.
That's amazing. Once again, Christian Wilkerson, Southeast Missouri standout receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we make our path towards that next level. For you, I mean, are you still in school? Are you going off anywhere to train? Are you doing training on campus? Kind of how do you plan on attacking the next few months?
I'm going to Nashville. Actually, I'm here now to train. I feel like this place called Boost Performance will give me the best opportunity to get better and prepare me the best for the NFL. So I'm ready to start work tomorrow, actually. And I graduated college in December, so I'm pretty free to work.
Wonderful. Congratulations on that. And you got that degree behind you, so that's probably a big load off your mind in terms of just you. Now you're just solely training on the hand of task, and they've got a fantastic opportunity. And, again, you're down at the College Bradford Showcase. And folks that listen to the show, we know that's a big, big opportunity for any guy in your position to kind of really put your best foot forward. Now, you just got down there. I'm going to text you probably in a week or two just to ask you if you're looking in the mirror a little bit more as you see that body kind of change. It's amazing how fit you are. But when I talk to you in 2 weeks, you're going to probably be that much more fit. You know, you're probably going to lose 3 pounds and add 6 pounds of muscle. It's just amazing how your body changes through this process. But it's fun. Pro day, is it kind of weird knowing that, you know, scouts are going to kind of worry about, you know, your L cone and your broad jump and your vert, you know, and your 40 time, especially as a receiver? Is that kind of bizarre knowing that they're going to put so much stock into that?
I mean, I've been growing up putting much faith into the 40-yard dash. So I already know how big it is and how important it is to scouts. But I feel like I play more than just through speed and through a 40-yard dash. I might not run the fastest 40, but if a guy lines up beside me, I can get on top of him and catch the ball.
Yeah, definitely, man. Hey, we've seen a ton of receivers do that. Like I said, sometimes I think we get goofy in these numbers. Christian, man, fabulous time in getting you on the program. Very, very excited to allow you to share you with our audience. I know they were excited to hear a little bit more about you. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. A couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the first one for you. Take us inside that Southeast Missouri locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how they get it?
We got this guy called Santa. He's our quarterback. His last name is Santa Canarina, so, you know, it's hard to say his whole name. So we call him Santa. He's pretty cool guy.
Oh, that's excellent, man. I love it. How about this one? Coach T, I mean, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Coach T, I'm not sure. They'll just rub their hands together because he liked to rub his hands together for some reason. So I don't know who would do that the best.
Awesome. And then the final one, I think this is a question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, Christian, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who you can invite to dinner?
Oh, man. Probably Megan Good.
There you go. Her name is brought up quite a bit, man. Awesome stuff. Hey, man.
Yeah.
And your birthday was a couple days away. A belated happy birthday to you. I hope that Friday was a great day for you. And as always, we just like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and keep grinding.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Christian Wilkerson, the standout from Southeast Missouri. This kid packs a load of talent. Again, he's going to be one of these guys you're just going to kind of start hearing more and more about as we go through this draft process. And we're so excited to kind of be able to share him with you. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.